Moncrief on News Talk.
One of the many local boys made good from this part of Ireland, well, Limerick anyway, was Richard Harris. And on July the 4th, a new exhibition will open in the Hunt Museum, displaying the Richard Harris Archive. Teresa Crowley is CEO at the Hunt. Afternoon, Teresa.
Good afternoon, Sean. Delighted to be here.
Where's this archive been?
I think it's been in... Richard Harris died in 2002, and the archive went to UCC in the year 2022. So there was a number of years where it was in storage and... being sort of catalogued and discovered, I suppose, by his own family. And maybe during that time they were debating how best to keep it together and how best to sort of honour the memory of all the memorabilia and the artefacts he'd collected over the years. You know, the things like actually his Munster rugby jersey and a lot of letters relating to Munster rugby. He was, I think, their biggest fan really, and would have attended all the matches and spoken about it at every interview. So eventually the archive went to UCC, and this exhibition opening on the 4th of July is a collaboration between the Harris family, UCC and the Hunt Museum, and it's a first look at some of the treasures in his archive, his photographs, his letters, his scripts, a costume even, Golden Globes, a crown from Camelot, some wonderful things on display.
Was he, hoarder is probably the wrong word, but was he a collector of things?
He was certainly a collector of his own sort of objects, his own artifacts, his own, and I suppose that would have started early on when his father-in-law actually began collecting all of the, in fact, it was his mother's father, began collecting all of the newspaper cuttings and all of the press clippings from the time his first sort of appearances on stage and on film in the 60s.
Yeah. And what was the name of the school he studied in London? Was it Lambda or something like that?
That's exactly right. The London School of Acting and Dramatics, I think, whatever the acronym is. And so he would have started there, I think, in 1955, when he was around the age of 24. And he got his sort of first breaks on the stage in London. And it was in things like Brendan Behan's plays. He was in The Queer Fellow. He was in The Ginger Man. And then it was sort of a natural segue into film. And then sort of stratospheric success very quickly.
Yeah, indeed. And did he spend much time in the States?
He would have spent time in the States. He, I suppose, he sort of broke Hollywood, if that's the right phrase to use. Again, in the 60s, when his career sort of took off with some of the blockbuster movies that he was in. I suppose Camelot was sort of the standout one.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah, and like the letters themselves. Who's he writing to? Who's the correspondence? Is there goss in there?
Sean, you're going to have to come and discover for yourself. I'm not going to give it all away on the radio.
Well, you give us
but there absolutely is. There's wonderful things. There's letters between himself and Kirk Douglas and Peter O'Toole, and even a very sort of touching one from Daniel Radcliffe when he was making Harry Potter. I think Daniel Radcliffe would have been 12 at the time. Aww. And he wrote to Richard Harris in hospital, and we have that letter on display.
Yeah.
So really, you know, it sort of tells the story of his life, but through the artifacts that he collected and that stayed with him.
Yeah. And like, is there a load of other stuff? I assume like the family chose what's to go into this exhibit in conjunction with yourselves, but is there loads of other stuff still in storage?
There is other stuff. And again, it's with UCC. And because there was such a richness of treasures there, it's a long process to catalogue all of that, to archive it correctly, to digitise it, and then to send things for conservation or for preservation. You know, some of the textiles were maybe too delicate to travel to this exhibition, but they will go on display eventually in another location.
Yeah, it is interesting that you can have an exhibition about this, but like a world famous actor, and there are physical letters, whereas say when after Daniel Radcliffe dies in the heaven, it'd be, here's a tweet he sent somebody that we've put in a frame. That's all, and that's on the 4th of July that opens.
And runs until November 16th. So it's on for a number of months and all through the summer.
Okay, fantastic stuff. Teresa, thanks very much for coming to talk to us. That's Teresa Curley there, CEO at the Hunt Museum.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.